Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 13th. We're in VBS week still, and we are in the passages of Scripture that talk about Jesus as the fulfillment of the covenant. And so yesterday we heard about how Jesus preached at Nazareth and he told the people that he had come to provide freedom from oppression, sight for the blind, healing. And today we're going to see that Jesus cleanses the leper. This is a very short passage. It's Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together here in this little passage where Jesus heals the man with leprosy. He tells him, don't tell anyone. See to that you do not tell this to anyone. And when I'm in a Bible study or a Sunday school classroom and this comes up, I always get the question, why didn't Jesus want people to know that he was doing these healings? It's called the messianic secret. And in Mark, you see it more prominently passage after passage where Jesus says, hey, don't tell anyone. And even when Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, in Mark chapter 8, Jesus then warns them not to tell anyone about him. What's going on here? Well, we must remember that this is a highly sensitive and political situation. Remember Jesus's cousin, John the Baptist? He said some things about one of the political leaders and he got his head cut off. And so I think that what Jesus is doing here is trying to stay out of the limelight, at least as the political reign goes. The people of the day thought that there was going to be a Messiah that would rise up, that would be a political revolutionary. And while Jesus does rise up, he is not coming to the earth to overthrow earthly kingdoms. He's doing much more than that. And so when he asks the people like the leper to be quiet, we have to remember the context that this was a very tense and difficult time, and everyone was looking for someone to come and overthrow the Romans. If you look on to Mark chapter 3 and verse 6, even the Pharisees and the Herodians are plotting together on how they might kill Jesus. It's not that Jesus does not want to be revealed as the Messiah. Rather, Jesus doesn't want the wrong sort of publicity. He doesn't want people going to say, hey, I met the Messiah and he's going to overthrow the government. Tim Keller says that there are two main questions in the book of Mark. Who is Jesus? And that is answered in Mark chapter 8 when Peter says, you are the Son of God. And then what did Jesus come to do? And he came to die on our behalf. He came to suffer for our restoration. And so the people couldn't understand early on in his ministry that he was coming to give his life as a ransom for many, as it says, I think in Mark chapter 10. And so perhaps this is part of the reason why Jesus wants things to be quieted when he heals and not to bring undue political attention to himself. Okay, with help of commentary, that's my best shot at the, quote, messianic secret. I'm going to close us with a prayer from Lectio 365, and then a special treat from VBS, just some of the preschool worship rally. Will you pray with me? Father, help me to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help me to give myself away to others, being kind to everyone I meet. Spirit, help me to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say. Amen. I'm here with Sarah Rich, and I just wanted her to talk a little bit about preschool music. So, Sarah, tell us how you got started working with preschool music and kind of what are the goals with the children?
So I was recruited to help with this, and I really love doing it because my background is music education. I spent time in classroom music, so this is a great way to use that love that I have with the children. I would say our goal is really to hide God's word in their hearts through music. And that may be straight scripture, but it can also be just the concepts of our faith. And music is such a powerful tool that it becomes something that stays with them, we hope, for a very long time.
I can attest to this. On the way to VBS this morning, my May was singing a song about Peter. And she knows one of the stories of Jesus and Peter because of the song. Tell me about that song a little bit.
That song basically tells the story of Peter rowing out the boat with his fisherman buddies and fishing all night long, catching nothing. And then he meets Jesus after Jesus is preaching from the shore. And Jesus tells him, just row out a little way and toss your nets over there. Peter doesn't understand, but he obeys. And so the concept of the song is that when we do what Jesus says, when we obey, he shows us the way. Mm-hmm. And so that's the whole story of the song, that when we follow Jesus, we're choosing what's best.
Teach me to follow you. Teach me to follow you. Teach me to follow you.